Radio Menopause, lifestyle, health, nutrition. Today I'm talking about menopause and weight gain. Weight gain during perimenopause and postmenopausal phases is very specific to that person. It depends on genetics, changes to the body composition, and how certain foods like fats and sugars are burnt and stored in the body. We now also know that our gut biome, exercise, and sleep quality have a direct effect on weight gain. A recent study has shown that as estrogen levels decrease, a woman's body starts to accumulate fat in the tummy area, leading to an increased waistline. At the same time, fat is also pushed towards the inside of the body to fill up the spaces between the organs and the abdomen. This is called visceral fat, which we know increases our risk of cardiovascular disease and other chronic conditions like diabetes. At a cellular level, fat cells in perimenopausal women also start to fill up and hold more fat than ever before. It has also been shown that the gut microbiome changes as estrogen levels start to fluctuate, which might affect weight gain. Being overweight or obese can lead to cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, mental health issues, arthritis, and even, unfortunately, early death. So I think we can all agree that we need to keep within a healthy weight range. So is it just a matter of cutting down calories? What's a calorie? A calorie is a unit of energy equivalent to the heat energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius. In other words, it measures energy. Many years ago, humans were hunter-gatherers and didn't get to eat very often. The body evolved to keep hold of any calories they had eaten as a survival mechanism by burning or metabolizing this fuel more slowly. This survival mode is still genetically coded within our system, so when people cut their calories drastically, the body switches on the survival mode and slows down metabolism to keep hold of these calories. This is why people find it difficult to lose weight. During menopause, it is advised to shift the attention to the quality of food you eat rather than reducing the quantity. This means that although 100 calories from chocolate, energy-wise, is identical to 100 calories of vegetables, the quality of the calories the body gets from the vegetables is much higher nutrition-wise than those coming from chocolate. And that, my friends, is what makes all the difference. If you eat too much sugar or too much carbohydrates like pasta or bread, all this energy has to be stored somewhere, as remember, the body is designed to try to keep hold of all this fuel. Insulin is made in the body to grab all this sugar, which is now floating around inside your blood as glucose, and directs it to the liver and the muscle cells to be stored temporarily and be quickly available to make energy. When all these places are full, the body turns this glucose into fat. As we age, we lose muscle mass. This means that we have less temporary storage in our body, so we end up having more glucose that gets stored as fat. This is why we need to eat less as we age. Start by reducing sugary drinks, processed and fast food. Eat more fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains. Help your gut microbiome to thrive by eating fermented foods, and don't eat too late at night. Having good quality sleep is important, as is exercising and moving more. We now recognize the importance of building strength as opposed to aiming to lose weight. Managing stress regularly reduces the amount of stress hormone called cortisol, which encourages fat to be stored around our abdomen. Maintaining a healthy weight is not always straightforward and can be terribly frustrating, especially when women have adopted a healthy lifestyle or their life, and suddenly those strategies are not working anymore. My best suggestion is to maybe modify your goals from wanting to lose weight to wanting to be strong and healthy. Stay focused and make this your main objective. If in doubt, talk to your healthcare professionals. It takes time to change both your mindset and body. So as always, there are no quick fixes. But with the right attitude, you can do it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Radio Menopause. Make sure you get every episode by hitting the subscribe or follow button on the podcast. I will see you here next time. Goodbye.